This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The May WASDE report was still conservative with its changes to crop estimates. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. While the markets reacted positively, the May WASDE report wasn't exactly bullish. In the case of corn, Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the numbers were just not bearish.
Look, at the old crop U.S. ending stocks came in at 2.022 billion bushels. That was down 100 million bushels from last month. The changes there were a 50 million bushel bump to ethanol and a 50 million bushel bump to export demand. Interesting that you've seen ethanol starting to decline over the last few weeks, and you've also seen exports just kind of stagnate a little bit. And we're actually, if you look at the big picture, we are still a little bit behind where the USDA needs us to be to meet that full year goal. So those numbers don't necessarily jive with what we've seen lately, but that's how the USDA can play it. If they have other notions that we've got more increases or better demand coming down the pipe. On the new crop side of things for corn, we did see that number substantially lower than expected. We were looking for closer to the 2.3 billion carryout. We got 2.102 billion. So again, it's not necessarily bullish, but it's less bearish than was expected. So overall with corn, you have to look at that and say, okay, what we're doing is an appropriate move. We're seeing the market go up. Seasonally, this is the right time for that market to make its move anyway. So between now and, say, the next 2 to 4 weeks, you could see that move happen on some increases or some weather risk put into the market.
For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.